the most exciting days at camp, isn't it? The Sunday we gather together and worship. And part of the excitement of the day is hearing what some of the children and the youth have been learning throughout just a short week so far. And God has been working in their hearts. We're thankful for the testimonies that we've been hearing, the goodness of God on this side of camp. And so we're going to be hearing from our cottagers and our villagers this morning. And they look so great, and they're probably a little bit nervous. This is the big side of things. I remember I thought of it the other day, and when I said it, it was shocking to me. But 53 years ago, I sat over here with the cottagers. My stint was short-lived with them at 6 years old. But I did come back and worked my way through some of the village and all the way up, and here I am. That's a long time ago. But we're glad that you're here ready to share. Thank you, Sister Carolyn. And Sister Esther and the others that have served with you. God bless you.
Well, it's nice to finally be back at camp with children. Yes. Last year I was here cleaning toilets, which is not quite as much fun. But we have found through these COVID years, lots of children have not been in church. Mm. Churches have been closed. Maybe they're watching it on Zoom, but it's not the same. So this year I thought, well, we are going to look at the life of Jesus, his death, his resurrection. So we are going to be sharing some of that with you this morning.
From the door and sat became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, so I know that ye see Jesus, which was crucified.
We'll have to wait another week to find out 6 to 10.
Young age, Lord Jesus, that you would draw them close to yourself. Lord, that they would experience the presence of your Holy Spirit in their lives, O God, not just here at camp, but Lord, as they go home and into their families and their schools and neighborhoods, God, we pray that you would hold them. Lord, that this would mark their lives, Lord, these days at camp, that it would change them, form them, shape them, O God. Lord, we pray that your hand be upon each one of these. You love them dearly, God. And so we commit them to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for their tender hearts. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the white songbook, number 84. You stand as I sing.
Our grace, 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 grace
Let's read.